Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. It is Pledge Drive and I have our favorite gardener, Lance Swaggart, with me.
Good evening.
Good evening, Lance. And one of our favorite underwriters and sponsors of the show, it's Jer from Earth Friendly Farm.
Earth Friendly Supply Co.
Farm and Supply Co.
Yeah, we do it all.
You do it all up there. And pleasure to have you both here. It is Pledge Drive, and we want to thank everybody over the last week and always who has pledged their support because we've done very well in the Pledge Drive, and we're taking it over the top tonight.
That's right.
Right?
Give us a call.
Yep. 527-486-8166 KVNF. Now, we can also take your gardening questions because two very knowledgeable gardeners here to answer your questions. I just want to say tomorrow's the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is also
spring equinox.
It's spring equinox.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, it's one of those last supermoons of 2019, and it's actually called a full worm moon.
I was going to say, it's called the worm moon. I was looking
exactly.
into this earlier. It's the worm moon.
Yeah. The ground is thine, mm-hmm. and the worms are coming out.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All right. We're going to go ahead and talk a little gardening and give you a chance to go to the phone, 527-486-8166 KVNF. Now, we're going to tell you about some premiums that Jer brought in first.
Yes, we do have some premiums for your generous pledge. I've got, of course, the new 2019 Maria Toon Biodynamic Calendar, or Almanac as it's called, the North American edition, giving you all your calendar dates and everything for your planting dates and your flower days and your leaf days and your root days and your fruit days.
Which are all coming up quickly.
They are, yeah. Indeed. I'd love to see a new member reach out with a $35 pledge. Value of this calendar is MSRP is $13.95. So we would love
a new member.
A new member for that, especially if you're a member out there listening to the worm every week, mm-hmm. you need that calendar.
And we know they're out there because we get a lot of calls from new gardeners to the area asking questions about soil and different plants.
And when to plant and
mm-hmm.
when
yeah.
to plant.
Yeah. So maybe one of them can come on board.
Give us a call. And then we do have another premium. We've got the Cannabis Connoisseur Collection. It's got 6 issues of Grow Magazine, which is an incredible magazine. It's not full of a bunch of ads and everything. It's got a lot of grower advice and a lot of articles on strains and everything else. It's a great rag there. We've got the carbon-filled pack here. It's a smell-proof little bag for you to keep your stuff in. We've got a grinder card for grinding, and we've got 3 packs of premium OCB papers, rolling papers. That's about a $65 value. It does have the latest issue of Grow as well. We'd like to see at least a $65 pledge for that, maybe 100. Come on.
Let's go with 100. I mean, what a sweet deal that is. Just looking at it, it looks like a pretty nice premium.
It's a nice
there,
package.
Jer.
It's a great, mm-hmm. great periodical. So give us a call at 866-KVNF now or 527-4868. You can always go online at kvnf.org and make a pledge.
You can pledge there. You can also email your questions. Comments there. We get a lot of emails from people, actually.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes from all over the country, like Connecticut.
Yeah.
We had one from Tennessee, California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people do listen to the podcast that's out there. And we do have a caller in the line. Great. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Lance. This is Colin McGregor.
Hi, Colin.
Hey. Quick question. I'm trying to get my compost ready for planting, and I was told that if I get some circulation in the pile, that obviously helps.
Yeah, air.
Break it down. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, good topic.
Yeah, that was actually one of our little things on the list there is compost, and
Yeah, now that you can turn those piles.
Yeah, now that you can turn the. Is this stuff been sitting all winter?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably pretty waterlogged. So, yeah, you need to just get a pitchfork. I don't know if it's in bins or whatever, but just turn it.
Yep.
Throw it.
Turn it.
And you try to put the stuff on the outside, mix it into the middle.
Turn it every day if you can.
No, I wouldn't.
No?
No, I've tried that, and I found that it actually took longer to break down. Too much air.
Too much.
Too much air. Yeah, so maybe twice a week because it's so waterlogged, but I only do mine once a week once it gets going.
We have a lactobacillus product up at the store that is a bokashi product that you can put on there to make it rapid. Mm-hmm. As well.
Yeah, you can buy. Uh-huh. You can actually buy different products that have the biological life in them for the compost piles.
We have some other ones too, but the bokashi, the Japanese, Korean bokashi stuff seems to really, really take off with the lactobacillus.
Yeah.
Is that like the starter that you're always talking about?
Yeah, starters. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I do is I use my finished compost for the starter for the next piles.
Yeah, okay. I always do that too.
Yeah,
like passing on the sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
exactly.
Right.
How's that, Colin?
That sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Colin. Thanks for the
talk
call.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
5274-868-866 KVNF now. We have some great callers listening all the time, some loyal listeners.
I forgot to tell Colin, too. So this time of year, whenever we are coming out of winter, that's why I would turn it every day until we get enough moisture out of it. But you want to, whenever you grab it, you want to squeeze it, and it should be like a wrung out sponge, you know, like it should be wet,
fluffy,
wet, but not, you know, it should be damp, but not wet, I guess is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
So.
All right. That's a good test to know if you're turning it right. All right. It is Pledge Drive edition of As the Worm Turns. It is Lance and Jer in here talking gardening. And we're looking for your pledge. A couple good premiums, the biodynamic planting calendar. I know just about a week ago, the calendar got opened and people sort of freaked out that dates were coming up.
Yeah.
Quick, so. Like maybe this week.
Yeah. So with tomorrow being the spring equinox.
Yeah, what's happening?
And we are moving in. We're on a dark phase right now. But
what does that mean? That means no planting.
No nothing yet.
It's dark or barren.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
barren.
Don't mess with them at all. But on Wednesday, we have a short fruit period, and then we go into an extended root period from later Wednesday until through Saturday. And so that's when I'm going to be popping some seedlings and doing stuff like that because I want to focus on a good root system popping out. And it's also the northern transplanting time we're in right now too. So
northern transplanting.
And that if you do have this calendar, this thing is based on Eastern Standard Time. Is that correct?
Oh, that is correct.
So
that
they actually have times in there. So we have to subtract, or is it add 2 hours?
It's add, I guess, or
subtract.
Well, we're 2 hours behind.
So we're 2 hours behind.
Yeah. So when root starts on Wednesday at noon, it's really 10 a.m. here.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. here.
Okay. All right. So that's exciting. The ground is thawing and the planting days are coming up. And you guys are seeing garlic popping up in a couple different ways, right?
Garlic's pumping up. When it was really wet and first starting to thaw out and we're getting some rain and stuff like that. This happens only for me on the wet year. Some of the garlic actually heaved out of the ground. The freezing thaw, and I was seeing garlic with its roots sticking out of the ground. So I actually just went right back out there immediately and pushed them back in. I've had it happen one other time, and everything was fine as long as you got it.
We have about, I'd say about 4 inches of straw over all our garlic.
Uh-huh. So it's
and
not
it's almost too much. We've got to pull it back as it dries this week.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the two varieties has popped through the straw, no problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other one hasn't. Yeah, it's pretty hardy. But one of them's popped through and another variety hasn't. But I pulled some back and I saw it once to come up. So I got to pull it back. It's pretty well matted.
Yeah.
But they will grow through it eventually.
They'll eventually get through it. You know, if you do want your soil to dry out and or warm up, you're going to have to pull that mulch back.
Yeah. We'll probably pull mulch. It back, yeah. dry the mulch out a little, and then, and then recover it for weed, for weed suppression.
Yeah.
All right. Garlic already. Sounding good.
I haven't
good.
Planted the spring garlic.
Not yet. So, what's your schedule for that?
And the more I get in the garden, it might be in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're doing
are you doing soft neck when you do that then? Or?
It's silver rose.
Silver rose. Okay.
Yeah. Silver rose. Let me see. What are those called? Come on. There's another name. It'll pop into me the name of the spring garlics.
Okay, let's talk soil prep then, because you're prepping your spring beds. Maybe light a spark.
Yeah.
That's what always happens to me.
Yeah, the beds, of course, I hand turn on my entire garden.
Right, love
and
that.
Stuff. And so I'm going around the edges and digging out whatever grass. And so this bed that I'm working on, I'm almost done, is going to be for seed production.
Okay.
And I'll plant the carrots and... the China rose daikon, what's the onion? New York early onion in there. And then I'll probably plant, I need to plant the snow peas.
I was going to say, you got your peas planted yet?
No, it's too early.
Okay.
No,
snow peas about when?
In a month.
A month?
Really? A whole nother month?
Yeah. And I always say this, that the smoother the seed of peas, the more cold hardy.
Okay.
They're not a cold hardy plant, they're a cool weather plant.
Right.
Okay.
And
that's fine.
The more and the more wrinkled the seed, the less cold hardy.
Okay.
So if you're going to plant it this early, don't put a trellis up so that if they germinate and come up, you're going to want to cover them.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's it's way too early.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd still wait 2 weeks into April.
Yeah, I was going to get some greens out this
week. Yeah, the greens are just fine. Mm-hmm. But and the days are still short enough that you're not going to make that much growth. It'd be better to wait to April.
Right.
And your day lengths are gotten longer.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of greens are you putting out?
Arugula. I try to get the arugula's one you want to. It grows pretty cold and try to beat the flea beetles as much as possible.
Oh, so you put it out before the beetles are...
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to come, but you try to get as much of it as you can.
Okay, questione. There is a hatching going on in this town of bugs and beetles. Box elder bugs just the weekend, and I'm feeling the warm temperatures coming on, and those little elm beetles, okay? And I think they're, like, hatching in the roofs and attics of houses. Mm-hmm. Are there, like... traps or bait or things that you can put out to kill these giant hatchings that are come on, Jer.
Yeah, but they're harmless.
Yes, but my vacuum is full.
Right.
Yeah.
And some people are actually creeped out by it.
Yeah, right. I actually look because some people come complaining. I looked in my organic gardening plant protection and they didn't even list it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because
right.
It's not
one of the pleasures of North Fork living.
We have sticky traps that they'll fly to and get stuck on.
Sure.
We got that stuff. And then there are also diatomaceous earth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's a good one for crawlers like that. They'll crawl around and you can get the DE out there and that'll get them.
All right.
There's a few things.
That's good. Sometimes I'll put on my glasses and there'll be a big spot.
Oh, I know.
I'll buck on it. Really.
Okay, I want to remind everybody to give us a call. This is still Pledge Drive, 527-4868, 866-KVNF now, and on the internet at kvnf.org. I want to remind you that we have some premiums, the Maria Tune Biodynamic Calendar or Almanac. Just give us a call, become a new member, pledge your $35. You're a member. There's a lot of benefits of membership. Give us a call on that, and you'll get that calendar. We also have that Cannabis Connoisseur collection with all the issues of Grow Magazine and all the goodies that go with it.
All right. Great premiums. Thank you, Earth Friendly, for that. And love our listeners and want to thank Brad and Lisa in Montrose.
Thanks,
for
Brad
their
and
pledge
Lisa.
Tonight and for listening to the show, and hope they're going to have a good gardening year.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get calls from all over the place, not just the North Fork here in Paonia where the KVNF studios are, but Crawford, Nucla, Norwood, Redvale, Ridgeway.
Yeah. It's funny you were talking about people moving to the area. Oh, we have a caller.
Yeah,
we're going to take that call.
All right. Good evening, caller.
Hi, this is David Inouye. I was just going to say something about the box elder bugs that you were commenting on.
Oh, good. Thank you.
They've actually been overwatering as adults, so it's not new ones that are hatching and coming out. I think they've just been hiding in various cracks around your house, probably. And as it warms up, they become more active. And, we probably put about 50 a day outside.
That's your little heart.
I'm sorry, Dr. David Inouye. What kind of authority are you, sir? Probably the best authority in the world.
That's good to know. They're adults. They're going to die soon.
Yeah, but they're going to breed first.
Right.
Right.
They're spawning.
All right. I appreciate you addressing the topic for sure.
Sure. Thank you for the tip.
Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, the easiest way to get rid of them is to cut down your box elder trees and maples.
Oh,
right.
Good.
Or the elm tree bug.
Oh, good.
That's the easiest, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not going to happen.
Otherwise, it's just life with bugs.
Yes.
Okay. For our listeners that don't know, Dr. David Inouye has been studying mostly a butterfly project, but all kinds of life up at up by Cresta Butte off the pass there for years.
Yes.
And he has an incredible record of the change of climate. And I mean, it's just amazing. I can't say enough good things.
We've, I think, had calls from him over the years talking about different topics. So thank you. Yeah,
he's a very brilliant man.
Yeah, and you know, we have some brilliant people on this show, not to mention our callers, but we have some great guests, and I want to thank our guest hosts, which would be, you know, Jer coming in, Amber Kleinman and Wind Clearwater, and I want to let you know, too, that Lulu's going to be back.
When's Lulu get back?
April 2nd, two weeks from tonight, so that will get our gardening season going, and just some good special guests like Don LaRoe of Zephros, talking about seed saving, and Sarah from the Hotchkiss Library doing the same, and Ron Godin, our soil scientist, and Frank Stoneker, who's coming in soon. And
all these guys are scheduled to be on?
They've all been on since last Pledge Drive. Frank's coming in.
Yeah, Don and Sarah have been on already this year.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. And Mike Chamness here last week talking about grain, so that was fun. So 527-486-8186, KVNF now.
Let's talk early cover crops. What would you plant right now?
Let's talk that.
Cover crops?
Yeah. What's your earliest cover crop you put out?
Well, I'm not a cover crop person, but if I was to do it, I would be planting clovers.
Clovers, yeah.
Yeah, maybe vetch. Vetch will be okay in this cool.
Some oats.
Oats will come up really good. Some of your spring grains, but oats is a general one, you know. And it's, you know, we use oats because it's so plentiful, the seed's easy to get to.
Right, and it's a lot of organic mass very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can.
I'm going to plant it for oat straw this year.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, we'll be able to offer some organic oat straw. next or in the fall even.
So you're going to harvest the grain and then.
Yeah.
It works really good. Yeah, so you can do those kind of things.
It's hard to find organic straw.
You bet.
Pretty hard.
Well, anybody growing organic grain will have organic straw.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. And just talking about seed to seed, April 3rd, two weeks from tomorrow is the next class. And that's happening up at the Extension office on Rogers Mesa.
The Rogers Mesa Research Station.
And then weather's good, they're moving to your garden.
Yeah.
Which will be fun.
In the afternoon.
That's the seed to seed program. That's the once a month for 9 months deal that we're talking about. And you can still sign up for that. Go to thelearningcouncil.org or VOGA.
Yeah, VOGA.
Valley Organic Growers.
Valley Organic Growers Association.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Happens to be the only group we offer a standing discount to are members of VOGA.
Very nice. Who doesn't want to be a member of
there
VOGA?
There you go. So if you want to discount up at Earth Friendly, sign up as a VOGA member.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. I'd like to say that's the thing that I've learned on this show is about soil and the health of soil and how much that helps your plants to be.
Yeah. Just going back to cover crops, though, I do have a couple spots of rye. Rye, and the heavy wet snow, a lot of it rotted.
It did?
Yeah. I mean, once the snow melted off and it got air and stuff, it started. I was going, huh, this looks like there's some disease. And I talked to Mike Thomas about it last week. He goes, I hope that didn't happen to mine.
It's a heavy winter, man.
Yeah. And it's still, I say half of it is still pretty good, but yeah, it was interesting to see that.
I was reading a report where it is the wettest year in the United States on record.
Wow. That's exciting.
Indeed.
All right. You do still have time to make a pledge. It's Pledge Drive, and you're supporting your community radio station, KVNF, and this live programming that comes to you local every Tuesday night, 527-4868-1866, KVNF Now.
Meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow.
Thank you for that. KVNF.org or email worm@kvnf.org.
Give us a call. Get that calendar.
Get the calendar. New member. That would be so exciting. I love it when new members join in. Okay, Lance, you're still pruning hard. Everybody's still at work pruning.
Still pruning hard. You know, the weather hasn't been conducive to pruning in February, so
It was pretty rough.
It was pretty rough. You didn't really want to. It's no fun being on a ladder, looking up in the sky, and it's snowing or raining, and I've actually pruned in my fruit trees. I've actually every once in a while I'll have a year where I actually go up there first with a saw.
Oh, and that's really what you mean by pruning hard. I mean, you're busy pruning, but you're also like going after it.
Yeah. And it just you've at a certain point. Oh, this is too thick.
Yep. I was pruning some trees the other day and decided I'd need to get the chainsaw out and knock some down.
Yeah. But anyway, so I take that wood, those bigger pieces, 1 inch and bigger, and I actually use that wood in my pizza oven. I bake bread and stuff in.
Oh, nice.
You know, it'll take a year or so. So I always have two-year supply of that.
Cool.
You know, wherever I'm pruning trees, the people don't want the wood, it comes home to my house.
Nice.
I'll probably do a final prune on the blackberries here. And, you know, there's always a little bit of dieback on the tips and everything. And so we'll probably do that final prune here after this next weather system. And then we'll lower them on the trellis so that the primacanes, we'll lower the floricanes and we'll let the primacanes come up and we'll put those above them to shade out the fruit over the course of the summer.
Ooh,
so
that's nice.
Yeah.
Those blackberries are amazing that you have going up there. What's this, about the fifth year maybe on those?
We're actually only on our third year.
No kidding. Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty
They're pretty
good
incredible
production.
For 3 years.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we want to thank Ridgeway for calling in. It's Jill in Ridgeway. So thank you so much for your support and for listening to As the Worm Turns.
Thank you, Jill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good deal. 527-4868-1866, KVNF Now. Jeff, who shows up every Tuesday night as our engineer, we want to thank him for always being in here. And he mentioned that it's crane days in Eckert and a big flock of cranes, 600 of them.
Yeah, and the blue herons, is that that can't come through too? Is that what lands down in Delta?
Yeah, I think it's actually the whole Uncompahgre Valley.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but there will just be thousands of them out in the fields right off of 50 down there in between Delta and Grand Junction, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Look to the skies right now, in the day and in the night. There's all kinds of great stuff happening.
Who has time to drive to Grand Junction this time of year?
Well,
it's
I hear you. I was following the CMU basketball team.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff going on within 100 miles of our little home here, and it's super fun. And it's fun to talk gardening, and glad Lulu's coming back, and we're really getting the season going. And, Lance, things are blooming, like crocus and daffodils.
I actually saw daffodil, not the blooming, but the buds.
The buds
coming
out.
Yeah, mine are starting to come up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. So
I'm getting very excited.
It is exciting. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch for the first sign.
Well, after you go through a drought year like last year.
Right. Who knows what this is
going to be. When it was so bad. And I'm like, yes, things are growing. It's going to be green.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
And you will see things bloom this year that haven't bloomed for years.
Right.
You know,
it's going to be exciting.
Certain native species and cacti will all have big flowers on them in the mountains. You know, it's going to be amazing.
Mountains are going to be dripping wet and just,
It's going to be the cacti flowers on a good wet year.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, thank you, Mother Nature, for all of the water. And we also want to thank, hey, Robert in Delta. He's also an existing member who just gave his pledge. So thank you, Robert in Delta, Jill in Ridgeway, and Brad and Lisa tonight in Montrose for supporting KVNF and As the Worm Turns.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it is a bunch of women probably coming up next for one women's perspective.
It's multiple women's perspective.
I like that. It's a good energy vibe going there.
That's right.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Lance. Yeah. As
thank
usual.
You, Jill. I want to give a hand out to Jill and Jeff for being here every week. And
my pleasure and
taking
fun.
Care of us.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for pledging your support during the Spring Pledge Drive.
All right. Have a good evening.
Happy spring.
A shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little, low, and low.